Well, hello out there and welcome everyone to the Vancouver Business Connections podcast, a podcast where we feature local business owners and entrepreneurs in Vancouver to learn a little bit about what they do and their journey as entrepreneurs and businesses so we can all learn from one another and really just try to streamline and leapfrog some of those obstacles that maybe we come up against as business owners. So today I have Alan Phillips, who is an emotional resilience coach, and he's going to come here with us to tell us a little bit about that sector, that industry, and his history and journey as a business person. I'm very excited to have Alan with us today because I am a real estate agent in Vancouver, and Alan comes from a background in real estate in Mexico. Now, it's not related to his current field per se, but he's definitely someone who has a ton of experience and wisdom to draw on, and I found that with everyone that I've introduced him to so far has been thrilled. So, Alan, welcome. Thank you for making the time. And maybe just start off and tell us a little bit more about yourself that I couldn't jump on in that intro.
Thank you so much, Josh. It's amazing to be here, and thank you so much also for the space and your time. Well, yeah, like you said, my background is mostly in real estate from Mexico and also coaching mostly all of my life. I am a entrepreneur as well as an emotional resilience coach and trainer and relationship coach. I basically focus in helping my clients live healthy, engaged, and meaningful relationships so that they can thrive in their ventures with ease, whether they be personal ventures or business ventures. How I started in the real estate in Mexico was basically through coaching. Most of my clients are real estate developers since they need to manage a lot of emotional resilience as they're managing their developments. And from there, I've had clients that are entrepreneurs, that are housewives. Pretty much what I teach, what I mentor, and what I coach is how to navigate the social structures of relationships from the value of the relationship itself. See, in most of the relationships have social norms around them. Like, for example, if you see a marriage, there's husband, there's wife, and there are certain roles that need to be performed by parties in the relationship, right? And then we create expectations from those norms of what should be performed by those roles. And sometimes it comes to the point that the relationship is being related to each other through those roles instead of the person that created the relationship from the beginning, and expectations come in. So sometimes that erodes the relationship, and I coach how to actually create a relationship from purpose, from proposals in that manner. Or sometimes relationships tend to create emotional attachments, whether they be positive or negative experiences that we've had in the past through relationships with our parents, with our family, in business, etc. And we get attached to these emotions that of past experiences that then we relate to the present, and we find ourselves with something that doesn't let us go through what we're experiencing in the present moment, or that we want to create in the present moment. So I help my clients be able to let go of emotional blocks or limiting beliefs that happened in past relationships, so that they can then use these emotions as tools for manifesting what they want in life.
Fantastic.
In a very short way, I think that explains pretty much.
Well, I got to tell you, that is a very important area for people to be healthy in, is their emotional resilience, and have a, you know, I don't know that I want to use the word baggage, but I do agree that a lot of the things that we grow up with and the relationships we have then, particularly with our parents, tend to impact us throughout our lives. You know, I've seen this in a program that I volunteer and am one of the small group leaders in called Freedom Session, and that's a lot of what that's based on, as well as it's kind of letting go of some of those past hurts. And mm-hmm. I have someone I know who's saying they really feel called to write a book on what they're going to call, I think, the father quotient, just saying that, okay. You know, you can really tell the difference between some people when they've had a strong relationship with their father versus if they've not, and how their life and their approach to life really looks. So super important work you're doing there. I would love to maybe kick things off here with just asking you to tell me about some of your more difficult times in building this coaching business. Like, how long have you have been in this business, you said, of coaching?
I've been coaching for the past 20 years.
Tell us about those difficult times. And that's two decades, almost three times as long as I've been in real estate.
Well, it pretty much came to me naturally. I studied law. Well, the story begins since I was a kid. I was an empath. That means is we're all empathic, but I was really able to feel emotions, not only mine, but people that surrounded me in a very, very strong way. That led me to have a bit of conflict with managing my emotions. Thanks to my dad and then to my uncle, I was then guided to take, by the age of, I was 19 years old, I had gone through probably 30 to 40 different courses on emotional management, personal development. At that time, it was more called New Age, which is now more understood, of like Reiki, chakras, and energy management. And it was natural that people were drawn to me because I could understand very easily what they were feeling. I thought at the time that I could help by studying law, so I studied law. And in the meantime, I realized that was not the venue through which I could be helping. So I started a legal consulting to prevent the conflicts that the law usually solves. And that was for family and businesses. Throughout 3 years inside my consulting, I realized, I didn't know about coaching, but then I realized what I was doing was coaching already. So I decided to get certified as a coach, as an ontological coach first, then as a personal power coach, and along the line then into training in coaching, having to do more also with emotions and how to heal the emotions that we feel that we are attached to, and then how to move on and use emotions as manifesting tools, which is basically what they are. Because behind every thought, every action, every motivation, every intent, there's an emotion that gives it meaning. And that meaning is what creates our reality and how we approach reality. Mm-hmm. In my own career, I faced a lot of emotional, you could say, ups and downs. When I was 33, I think that was the strongest one that I've gone through, but also the biggest blessing in my life, because it allowed me to create the coaching program that I now share. When I was 33, in the matter of 1 year, I got separated from the mother of my son. One of the businesses, the social entrepreneurship businesses that I was running with the Mayan communities, crashed. Because there was a thing with the investors that couldn't continue to do the investment, and that went down as well. And that same year, my father got ill, and then economically, we tried to use all of the resources we had to try to save him. Then he passed away, and then I got depressed, obviously, and got ill as well. I got a very strong prognosis at that moment that threatened my life, and I had to make a decision to bring myself back, which pretty much took everything that I had learned from myself and all of the coachings I had done. So I'm thankful for everyone I helped before, because they also gave me the clues on how to create a coaching program for myself.
Wow.
That is what I call the emotional perspective nowadays. Yeah. And what's so amazing about it is that in 3 months, I was able to bring myself to a healthy person again. In 6 months, I was above average against all odds. Mm-hmm. I was able to break from my debt in about 6 to 8 months, almost a year, which was pretty heavy debt at the moment. And then I started to live my dream life, and I remarried in a year and a half. And then against all odds, I had another child. I have a four and a half year old now daughter. Yeah. So everything started happening for me the way I always dreamed of. So I right. decided to go back into coaching and share the emotional perspective. And I created very easy tools, strategies, and techniques that are also scientifically proven by different institutes and different certifications that adhere to your everyday life in a seamless way. And you can practice them almost as if you were practicing to obtain physical resilience. And as you practice them, you start to become not only more emotionally resilient, but also more present, more authentic, and you're able to connect from your authentic being, and people relate to you in a much easier way. And after all, what we're all looking for is real connection, real human connection, right? So that helps that happen.
Yeah, I think, you know, what you're sharing there really reminds me of a saying that I've heard that says, you really, if you want to go high, you got to dig deep. And it sounds like you did a lot of that. It really resonates because, you know, I think every entrepreneur that's out there has been in that situation where they're using credit cards to pay for everything. If you haven't been in it yet, and you're on the brink of it, of losing it all, then you, it will come as an entrepreneur, I imagine. I've been there, come right up against the brink of bankruptcy, and then really there's just nothing else to do but really work on yourself and find that inner strength and deal with a lot of that stuff weighing you down. And then once it's dealt with, man, you just take off, and it's amazing what can happen. I can totally resonate with what you're saying there. So having gone through some of the most difficult times, losing family, losing finances, you know, what are some of the best times that you've come in, gone through or been in as a business owner, as an entrepreneur, in your journey here?
Well, after this episode, before that episode, I was already an entrepreneur and I was doing really good until that happened, and I had to rebuild myself. And as rebuilt, when it came to rebuilding myself and creating my new story in life, I really got to live, and so far I'm living my dream, pretty much. I started working with clients that also, entrepreneurs that wanted to recreate themselves as well, or that wanted to touch, to relate themselves and their impact in another level. And that led me a lot to what we started talking about, the real estate developers, which are people that handle a lot, lots of stress and need to have a lot of focus. Mm-hmm. And that allowed me to create two very nice companies in Mexico. One that was more to the promotion and sales and purchases of real estate, and another one that helped investors and developers begin their developer from scratch all the way to delivering the final product. Yeah. Alongside these companies, we had a marketing company, a commercial directory that was more of a community nature. I lived in Puerto Venturas, and the idea is to create a community that could do business between themselves and also sustain an economy, and that was done through the commercial directory, which also opened a lot of relationships with the tools and techniques that I use as well and that I've learned throughout the years that I now share with my coaches and my clients.
So what does your day look like when you were at this kind of moment of this was the best time thus far? The best is always yet to come, I say, but
of course,
so far, what did your day look like when you were kind of flying high and everything was really just the gears were moving, things were in place? Were you waking up early? Were you sleeping in? Were people delegating everything? What did it look like?
It was a flow, a constant flow.
Yeah.
It's like dancing. Right? You don't need to analyze how you're dancing as long as you're dancing.
Right.
And when you're dancing, things just happen naturally, basically. So it was
maybe
just
for you, not for me. Dancing I'm counting it out.
but as a simile, what it means is that it's just a constant. It's like, when have you ever experienced a moment when you're just in constant flow? Whatever it is that you're doing, you lose track of time.
Yeah.
And you actually get more energy from doing it, even if it consumes your physical energy. You get more energy from doing it. Mm-hmm. And when you end up with more energy. That it really, I mean, you can be physically tired, but you feel really charged in positive energy. So for me, it was a flow of relationships, basically. It was really about getting to know people and finding out how to help people in any way that I see possible in myself to do it. And that's how I started making, how the relationships started to happen. Started from coaching, then evolved to real estate, then evolved to the marketing. And now eventually, as of last year, it evolved to now we are in Vancouver. These three companies, I sold two of them. I kept one, which is still ongoing, in the Riviera Maya. Only the real estate one that is still running. We have some interesting listings. And I'm starting all over, but now I really want to dedicate my 100% of the time to coaching, which is what I love, and the power of emotions. Hmm. And for example, now it's like another big shift, you know? And I think the most important part of this shift has been gratitude. You see, it's very easy. When I first landed in Vancouver in last October, I came with a lot of plans and a lot of backup to do those plans. Then plans didn't go according to what I had promoted with my company in Mexico. So I had to, on a certain degree, start faster than I had intended. And at the beginning, there was a lot of frustration, but then I got into gratitude again. And then I got into my own coaching techniques again. And now things are starting to flow in the same direction as they were before. Because when we go into gratitude, we give our attention to attention. Whatever you pour attention that will grow.
Yeah.
So if you put attention into frustration, into what is not working in your life, into what is different from what you have expected, into expectations, right, then those will grow. But if you put attention into gratitude, into really being present for the people around you, into being present for yourself, then you don't only allow yourself to go forward, but you also allow the people around you to go forward. And that is basically comes from trusting the present from a propositive point of view instead of from an expectation point of view. Because an expectation is more like passive, right? We're waiting to see what happens so that we act. In a propositive view, we show up and we put ourselves in the front line to actually experience and enjoy life, enjoy every part of it.
Absolutely. Take joy in the challenging times as well as the good times when you're in that flow. You know, there's always a new mountain to climb in business and entrepreneurship. What about the climbers, let's call them, the people climbing these mountains and those people being like, which one of those is your ideal client for emotional resilience coaching? Who's a good fit for this? Because there's a lot of traditional business coaches out there. What your the niche you're working in sounds a little different than a business coach that's really grilling you on your numbers and your accountability.
Yes, my ideal client is actually any person that is dealing with uncertainty and needs to create something as they're moving forward. So entrepreneurs, for example, solopreneurs, salespeople, coaches as well. I coach a lot of coaches, real estate developers. And really anyone that feels that what I strongly believe is that our relationships and the way we relate permeate all of the quality of our life. So anyone that is wanting to go to the next level in the quality of life, because coaching is not something that you need, because you could be perfectly okay without coaching, just accepting your reality and the way that it is. Yeah. But coaching can be something actually that you want, because you want to go to the next level of yourself and see what's possible for you and actually get onto what is possible for you in that sense.
Yeah.
So I'd say my ideal client are entrepreneurs and people that want to go to the next level of themselves, that want to start relating with themselves and others on a different level than what they are right now.
So you mentioned developers and more pretty much everybody's an entrepreneur these days. Is there any specific sectors that you have in mind as people in particular that I know there's probably a lot of healthcare professionals right now that are needing some emotional resilience, and the list could go on. Do you have any particular niches and that subset of people that you would like to maybe, if they're watching right now or listening right now, you could speak to?
Any person in a position of leadership, salesperson, yeah, advisor, mentor, coach, solopreneur, that considers themselves a game changer and really wants to get on top of their game.
Yeah.
Or if they're struggling overachieving, or or if they're struggling with auto-sabotage, or struggling with confidence, like inside they feel the dream that they want to cause outside and the impact that their idea is really good, but they're having trouble relating that idea and putting it out there.
Yeah.
And manifesting that venture that they're looking for. That's basically what I can help them, because it just all has a root in their relationships. And once we go there, then things start changing. I am not the expert in their business. They are. What I am an expert is in the patterns and relationship patterns and what's going on emotionally inside them, that once change is inside, it can manifest outside.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for sharing who would be a great fit for you. And what you're as someone to work with that you could really bring to a whole nother level in their life and business. I'd be curious to know about your industry more in general. Like, what are some of the challenges of the coaching industry?
I think right now, coaching is becoming something that's more common. People are starting to understand that having a coach is something that can help you do absolutely everything in your life, because it's a way to have a mirror in front of you. It's a way to know that someone can help you see what you don't want to see, or help you hear what you don't want to hear, so that you get to where you want to be. It's very easy for us. It's like, when we're trying to solve our own problems, it's like a dentist can't fix his own tooth, right? There will be too many blind spots.
Yeah.
So when we're trying to work on ourselves to get to where we want to be, a coach helps us be that mirror of us. And I think the industry right now is picking up a lot. There's more people that are starting to trust in coaches as someone that you have to have in your corner for whatever it is that you want to do in life, whether it be personal or business, because it's all related, it's part of life. I think after the pandemic, one of the biggest things that is out there is mental health, right? And emotional health.
Yeah.
And one of the biggest challenges right now, I think, is people taking a step forward right now into their own mental health, not only seeing it as something that is needed outside of them, right? And that they hear a lot and they're listening in all over the place, but really taking a look inside and say, how is my mental health? How is my emotional health? And how can I be healthy emotionally and mentally to perform at my maximum potential? It doesn't necessarily need to be something wrong for you to take care of it, right?
Yeah.
Or notice that something is wrong. Like I said, it's not something that you might need, but it comes to be something that you want. Because you're looking to see what is your potential.
Absolutely. You know what? There's a I could use tell you a lot about a metaphor I've heard about where it's about a tree, and really if a bad tree that's not healthy does not produce good fruit. If you make it healthy, the fruit will come. It will just grow naturally. That's what we're trying to do as business owners, and what you're trying to do with people is help make the tree good. And you know, another level of that is really, well, where are you planted? Are you in good soil with the people around you? And I think a coach, like you say, is a great mirror to ask you some of those really tough questions. You know, professional sports players have coaches. They have multiple coaches. So why don't we treat ourselves as business owners and entrepreneurs in that same way? Would you agree?
Yeah. Exactly. That is exactly what it's all about. And when you're working with coaches that are in the same field that I am, or when you're working with a coach like me, what you notice and what we work with is basically your presence. You've probably noticed when you go into a room, right? And maybe everyone in the room is like a bit bored. And then suddenly someone comes in the room and everything lights up. Mm. And all of a sudden everybody turns to see this person, and it's all about that person, right? And if that person leaves, then everyone just goes back to the state they were in before.
Right.
See, what that person is vibrating is his own presence. Whether consciously or unconsciously, when you learn how to use your emotions to manifest what you desire to feel, then you start impacting other people. And when you allow yourself to step into your presence, you allow others to step into theirs. So you're actually making a better world by stepping into your own presence.
That's a great way to put it.
It's a way to contribute not only to yourself, but to others as well.
100%. Now, I was going to ask you what you think the outlook of your industry is, but you kind of already beat me to the punch on that one. that it's something we're getting more open to as individuals, and that's why the industry itself is growing.
The biggest challenge for the industry at certain point, and also now, I think, is understanding the difference between psychological therapy and counseling and coaching, because they're all different in that sense.
Yeah, I think there's a lot even to tease out there with those differences. But unfortunately, you know, we're running low on time and long on questions. I think before we wrap it up, though, I'd love to ask you to hit on a couple of final thoughts here. One being, is there anything else I haven't? Well, first of all, let me just say, if you want to be that person that walks into the room and light it up, which I think we all do, it sounds like you should reach out to Alan and get some help with that. But is there anything I haven't asked you about that you want to share with the audience here? And I'd love to maybe get a book recommendation for you if you have a favorite book that someone, I know I'm just springing this on you now.
Sure.
Might want to read.
There is one that I believe is a very, very, let me see.
Well, first, maybe, is there anything I didn't ask you that you want to share?
Well, I think we pretty much covered very completely. I would just like to convey a message, which is basically, if you start developing your own emotional resilience, you start building the energy that sustains your being. And if you are able and capable of sustaining your own being with your own energy, then you will positively start to impact other people with your energy, and they will start impacting the other people with their positive energy. So it's a matter of responsibility, and the word responsibility means the ability to respond. Mm-hmm. And once you develop your ability to respond, then you develop your strongest power, which is your ability to choose. So if you really want to develop your ability to choose, that's what I can help you with. And to make choices for your life instead of just letting life happen to you, start making life happen for you.
Got it. Thank you for sharing that. Now, Alan, is there maybe if you have a book, let me know what that would be. But I would also love to know you to share with everyone, like, how can people get a hold of you? Where are you most active on online, and what's the best way to reach you? I know you have some weekly sessions people might be interested in too. Love to hear about
yes. those. The book that I would recommend very much, which is a very easy book to start looking inside, is The Four Agreements. Mm. The Four Agreements from the Toltec Culture. It's a wonderful book. It's an easy read, but it's a read that you can read and reread, and every time you read, you will get new insights. So that's the book that I would recommend. And then if you want to get a hold of me, you can look into my website, which is www.alainphillips, like my name, alainphillips.com. It's with an I, Alain Phillips, with a double L. You can also look me up in, You can also look me up in Facebook. Emotional Perspective Coaching. That's another way to look me up. And I have weekly, and in LinkedIn. And I have weekly talks every Thursday. I have a weekly talk about emotional resilience. What is it? And a brief introduction about practical techniques that you can take in your everyday life. I can share the link. You can come into my LinkedIn. The link is right there. Or I usually have a lot of posts going out with a link. And it's about creating a community of people that want to live wholeheartedly out there. And every Thursday, there's a different topic going on.
Fantastic. Well, we'll be sure to link
it. It's actually in Eventbrite.
Okay.
That's right. Well, if you put my name, you'll find it.
Great. Well, we'll be sure to put some links in the show notes for this this episode, so people can find you in all those places see those posts and learn more about how they can be emotionally resilient. Maybe sign up for one of those Thursday sessions. And I would have to encourage people, if you want to meet Alan in person, what better way than to come out to one of our Vancouver Business Connections meetings. These are events that happen monthly, and we usually have 2 to 3 dozen business owners, entrepreneurs from across the spectrum that get together over a few hours for some beverages, dinner, and we either have a bit of a forum to discuss our businesses and where we need some advice on and guidance, or we'll have a guest speaker coming in as we do for our next one. So be sure to look that up, Vancouver Business Connections. We're building out some of the profiles on there, but Eventbrite's a great place to look for it. We have a Facebook group that you can reach out and ask me, Josh Kepke with McDonald Realty, about. Best way to reach me would be, you can go hello@vancouverrealestatetoday.ca or give me a call at 604-313-9805. And I'm on Instagram at Josh Kepke, K-E-P-K-A-Y, on Instagram. So thank you so much for your time, Alan. I still look forward to seeing you soon. And I'm going to call this podcast a success.
Thank you so much for your time. Thank you for the opportunity, for the space, and also for your drive in creating this group.
And hey, thank you very much.
Helping people network and get to know more people so that we can all find our own ways in a better way. It's always when more people think together and feel together, greater things happen, right?
Well, that's why we call it Vancouver Business Connections, where we're building relationships that matter.
Exactly. Thank you so much, Josh.
Yes, thank you. And you're welcome
for the opportunity.
Awesome. Thanks so much. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll log off and say bye for now.
Yeah, bye for now, and see you soon. See you at the next reunion.
Bye for now.